Staff from the Commonwealth Corporation and the New England Public Policy Center of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston presented data this morning at a breakfast hosted by the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce. Presenters outlined the labor market trends of Berkshire County, and four main themes revealed themselves in the information. According to the numbers, Berkshire County is still in a slow economic recovery from the Great Recession. The area has an aging workforce and declining young workers. Degree completion and enrollment is down in post-secondary education, but despite the shrinking workforce, the post-secondary education rate is near the statewide average. Robert Clifford, a policy analyst at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, said that the most striking revelation from the workforce data was the fact that many of the workers in the Berkshires commute in from other areas.
For Berkshire to be attracting individuals from New York and Pioneer Valley, it wasn't something I expected at the start of the analysis.
Clifford said that the skills gap could be part of the problem, but other factors are also in play.
Yeah, I think skill alignment is part of the story, but then really to hark back to the demographics component, if you're having that potential pipeline issue and a shortage of workers, and then overall you're losing residential population, I don't think you just have the population in place to fill the jobs that our employers are demanding. Whether that's necessarily skill alignment or demographics, it's a little bit hard to work out from the aggregate data, but definitely a challenge overall.
The largest employment sector in Berkshire County continues to be education and health services at a rate of 32.1%. That sector is both higher than the Massachusetts average of 27.2% and the United States average at 24.3%. In the past decade, manufacturing in the region has halved. Still, for the jobs that are available, employers are having a hard time finding adequate workers in the Berkshire area. Mike Sopranowitz, president and CEO of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, said that part of the reason is the reactive nature of the Berkshire economy.
We are very reactive here in Berkshire County. That's the problem. Our companies are small companies. We don't have we have 4,800 companies in Berkshire County. I think 4,000 of them have less than 10 people or 20 people. All right, so you don't have the big strategic plans. You don't have the people saying, what's going to happen in 10 years? What you have is a person saying, where's my next contract coming from? All right, and all of a sudden they get the next contract and they say, oh my goodness, I don't have the workers.
Sopranowitz said that if Massachusetts were to take part in all of the U.S. Census Bureau's workforce data programs, it would have an easier time of pinpointing the exact needs of the Berkshire economy and where workers should be trained.
It's still very frustrating for us because the longer it takes for them to be involved, the longer it takes for the first data to be run, and the longer we go with a skills mismatch in Berkshire County.
Heather Bolger of the Berkshire County Regional Employment Board also weighed in on the job training issue facing the Berkshires.
There might be an employment need today, but it takes the education and training providers, 6, 8, 10, 12 months to gear up. So by the time that the employee or the worker has the skill set, there's no longer the need for the employer. So it's really challenging out here in the Berkshires, but I think we do a good job with what we have.
It was also stated that Berkshire County has had a declining population for the past decade, but immigrant populations have been on the rise. In the dreary outlook for much of the Berkshire economy's future, Claudine Chavon, community planner with the Adult Learning Center in Pittsfield, said that the rise in immigrant populations provides a small bright spot. She used Pittsfield's population as an example.
There are 41% of the storefronts on North Street in Pittsfield being immigrant-owned or operated. It's a startling statistic when you think about it, but I think it mirrors one of the solutions here in the Berkshires and elsewhere to turning the economy around, because so much of our growth comes from small businesses, and so much of the small businesses start with entrepreneurs.
More information on the data presented this morning is available on our website at wamc.org. Reporting from Pittsfield for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.